life, so make it last. You got some brand new sneakers. Little darling, lace up and make it fast. They'll try to make you talk, don't get nothing. Ear up against the wall, waiting for judgment.
Guaranteed, yeah, girl. I kind of love, it could all fall apart. And who's gonna kiss you when I'm gone? Oh, I'm gonna love you now, like it's all I have. And I know it'll kill me when it's over. I don't wanna think about it, I want you to love me now. I don't know who's gonna kiss you when I'm gone. So I'm gonna love you now, like it's all I have. I know it'll kill me when it's over. I don't wanna think about it, I want you to love me now. I don't know who's gonna kiss you when I'm gone. So I'm gonna love you now, like it's all I have. And I know it'll kill me when it's over. I don't wanna think about it, I just wanna love you now.
This is WMFO in Medford. I'm DJ Shell.
I'm David Green McBeady.
Your microphone is not working.
Right. Mic 4?
I don't hear it.
Yeah. Mic 4?
No, now it is working.
Yeah. Check. 1, 2.
Mic phone. Sounds good. I'm going to pick up.
Lee Steve!
WMFO. You are live on the air. Please don't swear.
Hello, it's me.
Oh, hello. Who's calling?
This is Lee, your sister.
My sister. My sister, Lee.
Hey, Lee.
Surprise! You have a
How sister. Are you?
Good.
Welcome to the show. This week on Initials, we have 6 contestants.
Two of which are on their phones right now.
6 disinterested contestants.
No, I pointed out simply to show why Evan retains his title.
So this week we have
Ann Shaw Brown
with 22 career points.
Ooh.
John Jakes.
This is J Master J.
With 7 career points and 1 career win.
Evan.
Robespierre. With 33 points and 5 career wins. That might be it's 6 career wins. Sorry about that. 6 career wins.
This is Rachel, Annie and Shell's roommate.
Rach, Mama Rach. with 5 career points.
It's true. Twice. We call her BMR for short. Big
yeah,
Mama Rach.
I would like to hear the average career points.
I'm Michelle, DJ Shell. I have 15 career points, and I'm ready to get some more. And then Lee, Sister Lee.
Hi.
The nun from New York is calling in, and she has
17
career points and, I believe, a career win.
So, Annie is second all time. That is pretty impressive.
Thank you very much, David.
22.
I would say I've been here quite a few times, so it's a little bit easier to rack up points.
And then Lee's coming in with 3rd, really. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well.
All right, guys. Are we ready to get started?
I know. I'm ready.
Let me put my phone down.
Today's initials are AF.
Wait, say it again.
AF.
As.
AF.
Alpha Foxtrot.
Shall it? Is my computer? AF.
Oh, no, it's not.
Good thing I clarified.
Like these initials are good as...
Sorry.
There you go.
So it are should good be
alcohol and firearms.
Cool. Alcohol and firearms.
So for those of you who aren't familiar with the game, the contestants are going to come up with as many items in their head that start with AF. And as I give clues about one of those items, they're going to say their name as their buzzer. And... hope that they guessed correctly. For example, if I were to say this is a local falafel shop, I would have already given away one of the clues. But
Michelle,
if I were to say
Amsterdam falafel,
no, I would say ding, that's correct.
Do I get a point?
Which I think I'm giving as an intro just to indicate how good the rest of the clues are. If I passed on that one. Here we go.
What's that? Oh. Wait, is that going to play in the background for the entire time?
How loud is it?
It's really loud.
Oh, okay. I'll do it. Item number one. I was introduced late this January.
Clue number 2.
January 22nd, to be exact. And by January 26th, sales of the book 1984 had increased by 9,500%, making it the number one bestseller on Amazon very briefly.
Clue number 3.
I am an oxymoron.
Clue number 4.
I'm well represented by this exchange.
Okay, this is too much with the listening.
Oh no! Music. Oh no! There's two things of music going on. Sorry, I can't hear it through the headphones. It's I'm sorry. That's difficult. It's too much.
It's too much.
It's too much. Rats.
Evan, alternative facts.
You give him too much time to think.
Evan, alternative facts is correct.
What about the sound I was hyped up about?
Yeah, play the noise.
Oh, that's nice.
But now your volume's down.
Oh no! Rats!
Yeah, I think we need to ditch the background music.
Yeah. We can always edit it.
It was kind of nice, though, right?
It was nice, cool. But I was very distracted.
You were like, nah, 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 nah.
Maybe if we put it on a separate channel next time and then, like, turn it down real low.
That would be cool. I definitely think it had a cool effect on the game, but...
It got you into
a
it.
A negative effect on my thinking ability.
Mm.
Understandably.
Mm-hmm. So that's Evan 1.
Were the
one.
Clues coming through? Clue number 1.
Yeah, they were yeah. quiet because very the music lightly. Was loud.
I really should go into production.
Also, my radiator was making a really
well,
weird noise.
Item number 2.
Oh, wow. Who knew?
Clue number 1.
Well, I'll be. I happen to have been born April 18th, 1984.
You won't be able to hear if Lee calls in.
It's true.
It just occurred to me.
Clue number 2.
I made my London stage debut in 2011 when I played Roxy in the musical Chicago.
Clue number 3.
I was in the sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Michelle, America Ferrera. Yay!
That is correct. Item number 3.
Wait, she played Roxy?
She did. In the West End.
You go, girl.
In London's West End.
Bizarre.
Yeah. Clue number 5 was, I am neither ugly nor Betty. Here is item number 3.
Clue number 1.
This term is not commonly used in the United States.
Clue number 2.
I'm remarkable for my violence and my popularity.
Clue number 3.
I've advertised myself to rugby fans, but they just don't see the
Evan,
point.
American football.
Evan, American football is correct.
Hey. Ding, ding, ding.
Item number 4.
Clue number 1.
I once featured phones, but ditched that idea in 2015.
Clue number 2.
Now I focus on sticks. Oh, I didn't wait long enough, did I? Clue number 2. Now I focus on sticks, receivers, and tablets.
Evan?
Oh, Annie, Clue Amazon.
Number 3.
No.
You're going to have it.
Oh. Ah, Amazon Fire.
Was it there, Evan?
Can't say.
Okay. Well done, Annie.
Ding, ding, ding.
Item number 5.
Clue number 1.
I focus on the social drama and fanfare of music tours.
Clue number 2.
Though fiction, Rolling Stone figures prominently in me.
Annie, Almost Famous.
Annie, Almost Famous is correct.
Wait, what is... Can you explain that Rolling Stone? What?
It's about a writer for Rolling Stone.
Which I was reading about last night. Lester Bangs in a David Foster Wallace book that Evan lent me. So it's on my mind, for sure.
Well done.
It's like
it's
a,
one of those
like
Slumdog millionaire moment.
Jinx.
So, after 5, Annie and Evan are both tied with 2. Michelle has 1. Here is item number 6. Clue number 1. I typically burn at about 100 degrees Fahrenheit.
Clue number two.
My scientific name is Tinea Pettis.
Clue
Annie aluminum
three.
Foil.
Oh, that's a good
ooh,
one.
Annie, aluminum foil is a great guess.
If aluminum foil burned at 100 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah. We would not put it in our toaster oven.
It's a slightly less good guess now.
The tinium is what got me.
Yeah.
So Annie's out for the rest connection. Of number six.
Yeah.
Here is clue number three. Some of my symptoms include itching and stinging.
Oh.
Clue number four.
You want a medicine that acts tough. Boom! Tough actin, tenactin.
Evan, athlete's foot.
Ew.
Evan, athlete's foot Boom. Is correct. If you ask John Madden, I'm no match for tough actin, tenactin. honorable mention goes to clue number five and six for this clue. I love YMCA shower floors, but hate shower sandals. And number six, if you think you have me, don't get an appointment, get some ointment.
That one should have been clue number one. I like that. Sorry.
It was pretty good.
No judgment on you.
No. I didn't want to give it away too quick. I'm happy with my three clues in.
I like the 100 degrees Fahrenheit. That's good.
Do you think that one was tricky?
That was tricky.
Item number seven.
Clue number one.
I am rarely over 1 foot tall. 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot.
Clue number two.
Children love me, as do some adults.
Clue number three.
In 2003... the court case, Toy Biz versus the United States, determined that when I am not human-like, I should not be subjected to doll tariffs. That is, the taxes to import or export me.
Don't ever call me doll.
Evan, action figure.
Evan, action figure is correct!
Oh, Shell, you haven't seen Space Jam, right?
What? I know the quote, though. Don't okay. say that.
Sorry.
People aren't supposed to know that.
I was wondering
Annie
if you knew
Annie has never
the...
seen The Godfather.
I'm so. Waiting for the LeBron version to come out. I've never seen The Godfather either.
Oh.
Did you guys have any famous, favorite action figures growing up?
Big fan of the WWF growing up, so I had
yes,
just about every wrestler there was in an action. Wow. I had the plastic ring.
Undertaker?
Yeah.
Wait, so you're
Farouk?
Saying...
Farouk, that is a deep dive.
You're saying that action figures won't be charged tariffs, but dolls are?
Yeah.
That is sexist.
No, it said when they're not human-like. So like a G.I. Joe would be.
No, but fair enough. It's another tax it's on females.
Yeah, it's just
another pink tax.
It's more expensive to ship around things for women than it is for, or like traditionally things for women.
Interestingly, Toy Biz, subsidiary of Marvel. So it's understandable that a lot of their revenue was shipping out their action figures.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, when you have like a Hawkeye, Is it human or not?
He looks pretty human to me.
When you have the Hulk, if he's
frog-like, am I right, Lee?
Hulk form.
Lee's talking. She's saying she's saying the Hulk something.
Steve Bannon versus.
Thanks for that summary.
Sorry, I actually took my headphones off mid-sentence too because my ears were getting warm, and then realized I couldn't hear what she was saying.
Lee, I've forgotten about you. I feel so disconnected.
It's okay, she hasn't said anything.
Oh.
I haven't said anything.
Good luck.
I'm doing great today.
Yeah, the score right now is Evan with 4, Annie with 2, me with 1, and everyone else with a big donut.
What do you hear? I hear Annie.
Hey, what about me?
That would be awesome.
She has more career points than me.
Yeah,
I've played a lot more than you.
That's true.
Ha ha.
All right.
I almost won last week.
It's true. Yesterweeks? That's what I was going to say. Sinjin went on a hot streak, but we realized that had a contentious clue.
I said Miami there. County, but it's actually Miami-Dade County. And Sinjin swiped it from me.
Very enthusiastically.
He was like,
no, it's Miami-Dade. No, no, that's my point. It's like, no way. That's how it's always said.
And I kindly gave him the point, and then he won by two. So we would have tied.
Would have gone to tiebreaker round.
Yep.
All right. I believe this is item number ocho. And so...
It is.
After item number nine, we're going to take a quick break. Here is item number eight.
Clue number one.
I began my career as a teenager in the 1950s.
Clue number two.
I honed my skills during this time in my father's church.
Clue number three.
I performed at President Obama's inauguration.
Evan, Aretha Franklin.
Well done, sir! Wow. It doesn't matter what the initials are. They're in his encyclopedia.
We'll be back after this break.
Yes, that is the true... No, after... We have one more.
Oh, okay.
Uno más.
That was confusing.
It was. But...
Lee just laughed.
Oh, good!
Update from the phone.
Well, I know the song we're going to play now, which is exciting. So, here is item number nine.
Clue number one.
I portray the rise of Napoleon.
Clue number two.
Why should all those upper class pigs hold all the power?
Clue.
Evan.
Number three.
Animal Farm.
Oh, damn it! That is... Oh!
Evan, Animal Farm is...
Damn!
Correct.
That was like... Right there. I was picturing the movie with the little piggies. And I was like, what's it called? Something Farm. And I was thinking like America Farm.
Everybody get up. It's time to slam now. We got the real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Space Jam. Here's your chance. Do your dance at the Space Jam. All right. All right. All right.
Hey, you, what you gonna do? Hey, you, what you gonna do? Party people in Hello, I'm Ray Charles, and I just want to tell you that hearing is a wonderful gift. It's very precious. Please take care of it, huh?
Take care of your hearing, everyone.
Well said, Ray.
That Ray PSA was brought to you by WMFO in Medford.
Ooh, that's a song.
It is a song, technically.
Here is an item.
Here is
a number 10, sorry, to be
before
exact.
Before we go on, how many are left?
We have six left. 7 left. 10 what? Through 16. 16? 16.
So we have 6 left. Because we did 10 already.
We did
10
9.
10 through 16.
We did 9.
So we have 7.
We did do 9.
Hey, I'll take the fall on that one. This is item number 10. Clue number 1. My first and last names are both common American first names.
Evan and Frank.
Evan, you can't answer that right away.
Aww, what?
That was the first thing I thought of when you said AF. I've had that loaded.
Sure. Well, just know that was...
Oh, sorry, you're not on. Do that again.
Oh, well, just know that...
Clue number 2.
Was Bridget Jones ain't got nothing on me.
Because...
Her diary.
I was like, what?
Isn't this bizarre and like very sad, obviously, but because the Nazis disowned, I don't know what the right word is, all the Jews, she didn't have she wasn't associated with any country for the last 4 years of her life. How, like, isn't that weird to imagine?
It's like refugees now.
Yeah, it really is, but I guess, do they not have either the country...
Their records are gone because, like, yeah, their government buildings are being blown up.
Yeah. Mm. That's crazy.
Michelle, what's the scoreboard looking like?
So...
I wonder how many points I have.
John, Rachel, and Lee are tied.
Hey, as am I.
And David.
Come on.
Are tied with a big...
Don't do it.
How many?
0.
Okay.
And then we have me coming in... almost last with 1, Annie with 2, and Evan with 7.
Oh, I thought I was a lot closer than that.
Well, pick up your game, John.
Here
this
is
next one's for you.
Item number 11, Lee, speak up.
He won't be able to hear you.
That's my thinking cap on.
She's putting her thinking
number
cap
1.
On.
Oh, good. That's one of my favorites.
She's a woman of many hats. Now that's me.
Clue number 1.
I am precisely 180 degrees.
Clue number 2.
I've evolved from a phrase that included me, but was preceded by the word right.
Clue number 3.
President Trump has done this on issues such as abortion, climate change, and gay marriage.
Evan, about face.
Yep.
What?
When you turn
that's
around.
Amazing. Hey. An about face is a complete reversal on something, a flip flop.
Oh. Is that a military term from the beginning? Is that its origin?
I bet.
It usually is in a military context when you about face.
Right about.
Oh, 180 degrees. I gotcha.
Ah.
Yeah, I thought it was temperature.
Yeah, I was focused on that.
I've literally never heard this.
Well, speaking of literally, clue number 4 was...
Clue number 4.
You might categorize me alongside smiley, resting bitch, long, or poker. Here is item number 12.
Clue number 1.
Sometimes I play outside, but I much prefer staying at home indoors.
Clue number 2.
Along those lines, I'm moving. And the new place cost $1.6 billion.
Clue number 3.
I last performed live about a month ago.
John. Atlanta Falcons.
John!
Put him on the board!
You're on the board, baby!
Put him on the board!
Good job, John.
Thanks.
You're moving?
I'm happy to be here.
The whole team's moving?
Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Oh, from the Georgia Dome. That costs $1.6 billion.
It's real neat.
Is it?
Yeah.
It was really, really cool.
The dome, like, kind of, like, goes in and out. It looks like I don't know how to describe it, but it's pretty cool.
Does it look like a falcon?
Does the dome retract, or does the dome just
it's like a circular thing cut into triangles, and they kind of like each like pull out. Cool. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like you see in spaceships.
Yes, exactly.
Holy cow!
Cool.
That's cool.
Good job, Falcons. Maybe that owner really did deserve to win a title. The poor guy. Do you remember that standing on the sidelines?
His name, like Arthur something.
Arthur Blank. It's Arthur
not
Blank.
AF. Not what AF. Unfortunately,
Arthur Blank. I'm blank.
So my now, dog. John and I are tied with 1. Rach and Lee are tied with 0. Annie is still at 2, and Evan has 8, which might be a record. But I don't know how
it's hard to say now.
How do we
might have to
records?
Go by percentages.
Yes, that because we have a 16-point game here.
Yep. Here is item number 13.
Clue number 1.
My development is closely linked to advances in computer software.
Clue number 2.
Mike Myers and Eddie Murphy teamed up in one of my most famous examples.
Clue number 3.
I was given my own Oscar category in 2001.
Clue number 4.
Lee animated film.
Lee, animated film is.
Oh, it was Shrek.
Oh.
Wait, animated film is different than. Oh, wait, was that the first time it was an Oscar category?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
So,
wow.
So Toy Story, no Oscar.
Oh.
Which is very interesting.
And, well, did they have animated shorts even?
What about A Bug's Life?
No, they knocked it dead. They knocked it dead.
When was Finding Nemo? Is that 2004?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then in that same Wikipedia spread, they show the Oscars, the nominations by studio. So it's really interesting to compare Pixar to DreamWorks to Disney. Mm-hmm. Pixar being
extremely Lee would successful. Get that one, film person.
And I would have accepted either animated feature or animated film.
Good to know. Or future. Maybe you could have accepted Miami County.
In retrospect, I wish I would have. Here is item 14.
Clue number 1.
For some of my students, bombing tests are a matter of routine.
John. Armed forces.
John, armed forces is incorrect.
It's a good guess.
It was a good guess.
It was worth the risk.
Bombing tests.
You gotta go big or go home.
Clue number 2.
I am a Falcon trainer.
What?
Oh.
Fuck
me.
Clue number 3.
I teach and train in Colorado.
You guys are killing me right now.
Oh, Michelle. Clue Air Force.
Number
Michelle.
4.
Air Force is correct.
Yes.
That's rough.
Yeah, it's really lame.
Brings me back to the runaway Sue days.
Yeah.
Runaway Sue?
I do that too often. I said runaway Sue instead of run around Sue. Got it. Oh, God, I was so proud of that, too.
Yeah. All right, the way that you guys can make this hour worth it in your lives, if you don't win like Evan, is turns out the Air Force is not the only armed forces unit that has planes. Like, I didn't know that the Army, the Navy, the Marines, they all have their own fleet as well. It's just smaller.
Mm-hmm. Figured the Coast Guard. They have helicopters. Sure.
So now me and Annie are tied with 2. John and Lee have 1. Rachel has 0. And Evan is stuck at 8.
Poor Evan.
It's rough.
Who will catch
He's
up?
He's been at
Actually,
8
at
for
this point,
forever.
At this point, Evan has secured the game, but
he has.
We'll see who can get second.
Here is item 15. Clue number 1. I'm part Russian and part Lebanese.
Clue number 2.
Yet in America, I'm often used as a substitute for Chinese.
Clue number 3.
I can be subdivided into relatively distinct groups based on geographic region.
Clue number four.
Rice type is a good indicator of the region. Basmati in central, jasmine in the southeast, and short grain in the east.
Lee Asian food
is correct! Of Japanese restaurant prowess.
I was like Japanese restaurant all over again.
I was very tempted to have a clue be Michelle is not going to appreciate this item very much. But
and Lee got it again. Japanese restaurant, Asian food.
Oh,
she's just always got food on the
brain. She's always got food on the brain. She said.
Must be dumplings on the brain.
Wait, Russian? Wow.
Well, it's in Asia.
True.
Here is the very last one, item 16. I know it's tough, but it has to end.
If Lee, Annie, or me, myself, get this, then one of us will be in second place.
More importantly, if I get this, John I'm tied it, with
then,
all of you.
Ooh, and then we can
four-way second place tie. And no, Evan is still the winner. It's fine. But we'll have you wouldn't be allowed off to be in the tiebreaker. That's
definitely
for sure.
We'll have a bonus clue. For one that didn't quite make the cut. Here's item 16.
Clue number one.
Initially, I looked quite British.
What?
Initially, I looked quite British.
Sorry, I keep saying what really loudly.
You're really insulted by that clue.
Clue number two.
I heard him say looked.
Children often stare at me for about 15 seconds at a time.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Evan, American flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
America was on my brain, too.
I know. I wanted America First to be one of them.
Well done, Evan. And good job to the rest of you as well. Here is an honorable mention one that you definitely did not deserve to be in, but I'm going to say it. Here it is. It might be preceded by homemade, our famous, or cinnamon.
Oh,
Michelle, always fresh?
Always fresh is a good guess. It's not always fresh. Grabbing one in Obonpan is a great way to start the day if you're going to run a marathon.
Apple fritter.
Yeah!
Oh my God. That was a great one. You should have included it.
So here's the deal. Here's,
I do love an apple fritter.
Here's knowledge number two. Fritter literally means, like, it's a substitute word. Like, it means nothing. It's like an apple something. And so when you go to look up what the definition of an apple fritter is, it's literally whatever you want. It's just fried, or a fritter is just means fried. It comes from fritter, fried. Mm-hmm. And so there's all these examples of Asian things that they consider fritters, but in reality it's just fried pockets of whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like fun. Should go get a fritter.
So it's kind of like how in computer science, they use the word glitch if they don't know what the problem is. They just say, oh, it's a glitch. And then you're like, well, what does that mean? And they're like, oh, it's a glitch. And you're like, what? And one that wouldn't have applied, but it's pretty cute. I thought about putting artifacts in, but
artifacts. Like
Oh, God.
Yeah. There would have been an uprising if you had done that.
All right, let's get some Ray Charles going. One second.
Rachel's.
Oh! Open your mind.
Yes, then, queen!
All right, does Evan get to pick a winning song?
He should.
Yes, queen!
Like I've dropped the ball hard.
Yes, queen!
You knew that,
too so early.
You knew the animated film one. Too good.
And the Amazon Fire one.
I know, that one was also not mine.
Okay.
I thought it was Amazon Fire.
Good game, everyone. Bye, Lee.
Hey yo, I'm feeling like Ray Charles. I got my shades on, I don't know where they are. You couldn't find me even if you had a radar. And I spit rapidly, AKA I make the music with the soul of the blind man. They be amazed how I get them ladies to climb in. And they try to do it, but they're blind to the fact that they're just stuck in a trap of staying right where they at. But I'm Ray Charles, Miss Acos, talking to my dimes and my Miss Acos. And I spit tough, betcha I'm a last great ball. I'm going eight, y'all, I'm the new Ray Charles. I don't need no walking stick, my shit cost a grip. I get out the mouthwash if you talking shit. And I can hear the evil, but I won't see it. And if that blunt go out, you better reheat it.
I got my black shades on, smoking till it's gone. Head to the sky, feeling so hard. Ray Charles, I'm Ray Charles. Ray Charles, I'm Ray Charles. Black shades on, dancing to my song. Looking so fly, I'm feeling so calm. I'm Ray Charles, I'm Ray Charles. I'm Ray Charles, I'm Ray Charles.
Oven. They hear me spit, they think they know me like they cousin. But it's okay, we at the door, that means we buzzing. That ass McDonald's and baby, I think I'm loving it. But you know, that size doesn't fit. MC Hammer with this shit, like why the fuck would I quit? Let's hire 40 people and get like 40 cars. And I wouldn't even drive, cause I would be Ray Charles. See, it's say what up, like how the fuck is he talking? He don't even trip, like how the fuck is he walking? I'm blind, man, yeah, like the three blind mice. And them haters, I'ma throw it on them, tell them five pounds. Walking stick, my shit cost a grip. I get out the mouthwash if you talking shit. And I can hear the evil, but I won't see it. And if that blunt go out, you better reheat it.
I got my black shades on, smoking till it's gone. Head to the sky, feeling so hard. Ray Charles, I'm Ray Charles. Ray Charles, I'm Ray Charles. Black shades on, dancing to my song. Looking so fly, I'm feeling so calm. I'm Ray Charles, I'm Ray Charles. I'm Ray Charles, I'm Ray Charles.
Boy, open your eyes. A girl like me ain't waiting all night. Ooh, boy, better think twice. I got that honey, that sugar, that spice. You're too blind to see it. You're too blind to see it.
I got my black shades on, smoking till it's gone. Head to the sky, feeling so hard. I'm Ray Charles, Ray Charles, I'm Ray Charles. Black shades on, dancing to my song. Looking so fly, I'm feeling so calm. I'm Ray Charles, I'm Ray Charles. I'm Ray Charles, I'm Ray Charles. Black shades on, smoking to the song. Head to the sky, feeling so calm. Ray Charles, I'm Ray Charles. Ray Charles, I'm Ray Charles. Black shades on, dancing to my song. Looking so fly, I'm feeling so calm. I'm Ray Charles, I'm Ray Charles. I'm Ray Charles, I'm Ray Charles.
You're too blind to see it.
Ray Charles.
Dreaming.
never gonna find my way if I don't learn to let go. The past is the past, today is today, and there's things I can't control. There's circles underneath my eyes, tell the truth that I've been trying to hide. I've been waiting for you way too long, won't you come and take me home?
I'm DJ Shell.
I'm David Green McVitie, and this is WMFO.
And this is Dancing.
So the bar is where I go. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow.
Traveled out on my